Shalom, chavrim ahuvim.
Hello, beloved friends. Hello, dear Rav. We, the tens of Zichron 1 and Ashkelon 3, toiled together for the preparation for the morning lesson. We honed our intentions, connected together above the states, and of course, asked the Creator for help, to help us meet the expectations and contain and prepare the whole world clear for our most important hours in the coming day. We felt great responsibility toward the friends and toward Rav, but we also felt the help of the Creator who installed in us joy and confidence. So friends, with the Creator's help, we will do and we will hear. And I'm passing on the mic to our great friend in Zichron 1, Gadi.
Dear friends, dear beloved worldly, the entire week the two tens on duty discussed how to attend the Creator in every action we do, how to cause everyone, friends from this entire Kli, hold on to the Creator for the entire lesson, 3 hours straight, until he gets such contentment that he would say at the end of the lesson, my sons have defeated me. This was the concern that we walked around the whole week. We wrecked our brains how to connect and succeed in the mission we got. Every day we connected a bit more. We always ended with a prayer that he would help us. It would give us the power to carry out this mission. With this concern, with a great deal of fear and love, we ask to pass to your heart, straight to your heart, beloved friends, that in every word that we're going to read now, every word we're going to utter, every question to Rav, we'll find together the Creator, we'll come to know His greatness, we'll be happy and grateful for the privilege to work for His name, and that together will give him a great deal of contentment up above. Hi, friends.
We're going to read an excerpt from Rabash. If his prayer is not constantly on his lips, it means that he does not have the real faith that the Creator can help him and that the Creator hears everyone who asks him, and that small and great are equal before him, meaning that he answers everyone. It follows that the prayer is incomplete. This is why we should ask forgiveness. He should ask forgiveness for his sins, for not asking for the required help from the Creator. And also there are other answers in the literal. In the work, when a person wants to walk on the path of bestowal and not by way of reception, the sin is mainly that a person did not ask the Creator to help him overcome the evil. For this, he asks forgiveness. And from here on, he will ask for help.
Question for an active workshop. What's preventing us from asking for the necessary help from the Creator? And how can the Ten help us in that? Again, active workshop. What's preventing us from asking the necessary help from the Creator? And how can the Ten help us with that?
Well, I'll start with what is written in what we just read, that he doesn't have real faith that the Creator can help, that the Creator hears and answers anyone who asks him. So why are we lacking this faith? Well, you could say many things, but there is still room for us to work on connection in the Ten in order to draw more forces, more lights, and build the deficiency so it is suitable.
Yeah, because the ego doesn't accept what he expects in his requests. The Creator wants to give him something else. But then we can help one another as a 10 to ask for the correct request, to explain even artificially, to remind each other artificially what we have to do.
Yeah, in the ego, our nature is something inherent and it will not change. We need only to connect in the 10 so that this question, why didn't you ask, will live in us, in each of us, all the time, in every friend, in every connection.
I guess
there's not enough despair of our own strength, and we couldn't connect enough, so the power of connection will be able to cover the pride that is embedded in each one of us. And how can the 10 help us in that? That's exactly the role of the 10, to produce before you the desired state compared to your own state in your ego, and to make you ask for it.
Yeah, to continue Chanoch, it's this stinking pride that prevents us from asking the Creator for help, from coming to a place where we feel that we have to have His help, that we cannot move an inch forward by ourselves. So that's why we have to constantly increase the greatness of the Creator between us.
Yes, friends, I don't have much to add. You said everything. Pride, lack of faith, righteousness of the path, the awareness that the Creator is doing everything, even pride and all this concealment and everything, is only so that we would remind one each other and raise the importance and generate this need between us, so that we would constantly turn to Him in prayer and gratitude. This is the whole story. This is the game. This is the mutual work that can help us here with this.
Right. To ask for the necessary help. The Creator wants, the ego wants proof, wants to see some progress, some scale of advancement, but the ego doesn't see it. So you really have to go with faith above reason. So it confuses you every time, because you seem to start from scratch every time, because you're not working on something that the ego can get an answer to within reason. So that's the difficulty. This is why people eventually give up. But if we can increase the greatness of the Creator every time and create this field every time again, then we're watching over each other and we can advance toward the goal. But it keeps getting hidden and then being revealed.
Pinkus wrote that nothing is preventing us from asking. Marcus.
Also, the second part, how the 10 can help us. We can think, if there weren't a 10, we wouldn't be able to move a millimeter forward. So the 10 gives us the vessel, the place where we can work and build the desire. So it is suitable for... So we have this faith that is written about.
I've got nothing to add, so maybe I'll read this excerpt that was in the preparation again. But if his prayer is not constantly on his lips, it means that he does not have the real faith that the Creator can help him, and that the Creator hears everyone who asks him, and that small and great are equal before him. meaning that he answers everyone.
Navole nigun.
Let's move on to a melody.
I'm
going to read another excerpt from the source, from Rabash. A person must begin the war so as to have kelim, vessels, and a need for salvation and the help of the Creator. As was said, if the Creator did not help him, he would not overcome it. It follows that he did not give man the ability to win the war on purpose, since through the war one obtains the vessels and the need for the abundance. Hence, we need both to enter the war so as to obtain vessels, and the help that is required is that specifically the Creator will help him, since through the help he obtains the inheritance of the land that the Creator promised Abraham.
Silent workshop. Everyone, all of us together, the whole world, please declare war against the will to receive that is separating us. And we ask from the bottom of our hearts to obtain the vessels to bestow. Again, silent workshop. All of us together, the entire world, please declare war against the will to receive that is separating us. And we ask from the bottom of our hearts to obtain the vessels and deficiencies to bestow.
Creator, help us awaken to a new feeling of connection so that we will feel each other more and ourselves less. Help the friends overcome everything that prevents them from turning to you for help, and keep the common heart alive and happy. We believe that you hear us, and our only confidence is in you. We all want your help. We all together want to be in the lesson for your sake and hope to succeed in realizing the purpose of our work and by this to give you contentment.
Creator, help us awaken to a new feeling of connection so that we will feel each other more and ourselves less. Help the friends overcome everything that prevents them from turning to you for help and keep the common heart alive and happy. We believe that you can hear us, and our only confidence is in you. All us want your help. All together we want to be in the lesson for your sake, and we hope to succeed in realizing the purpose of our work, and by this to give you contentment.